Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Scala. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive towards third. Pesce reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Michaels out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Parnell reaches second base with a double. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0 for 1 in the game. Scala hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scala scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Pesky applying the tag. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheeler hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gumpert hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Zarilla reaches second base with a double. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock bunts towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. Zarilla moves to third. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Gumpert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling strikes out. There goes Goldsberry. The throw from Tebbets to Stevens, and Goldsberry is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zerilla hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Scala. Zerilla reaches second base with a double. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zerilla scores. Hitchcock moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Hitchcock scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wheeler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gumpert bunts towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to third for the out. Wheeler moves to second. One out. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Scala hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wheeler scores. Gumpert moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Gumpert moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gumpert scores. There goes Goldsberry trying to get to third. DiMaggio throws the ball into Pesky, who tags Goldsberry for the out. It's 3-2. White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 3 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Scala. Williams reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zernial throws the ball into Michaels, who tags Doerr, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.